something completely different.
Monty Python, the Flying Circus.
How to recognize different parts of the body. Number one, the foot.
Number two, the shoulder. And number three, the other foot. Number four, the bridge of the nose. And number five, the naughty bits. Number six, just above the elbow. Number seven, 2 inches to the right of a very naughty bit indeed. Number eight, the kneecap.
Once a jolly swagman camped by the billy bong under the shade.
Good night, Bruce.
Oh, hello, Bruce.
How are you, Bruce?
Big crook, Bruce.
Where's Bruce?
It's not here, Bruce.
Blimey, it's hot in here, Bruce.
It's hot enough to boil a monkey's bum.
That's a strange expression, Bruce.
Well, Bruce, I heard the Prime Minister use it. It's hot enough to boil a monkey's bum in here, Your Majesty, he said, and she smiled quietly to herself.
She's a good Sheila, Bruce, and not at all stuck up.
Here! Here comes the boss fella now.
Hello, Bruce. How are you, Bruce? Gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a chap from Pommyland. He'll be joining us this year here in the philosophy department at the University of Pommyland. Michael Baldwin, this is Bruce. Michael Baldwin, this is Bruce. Michael Baldwin, this is Bruce.
Is your name not Bruce, then?
No, it's Michael.
That's going to cause a little confusion. Yeah. What if we call you Bruce, just to keep it clear?
Well, gentlemen, I think we better start the meeting before we start, though. I'll ask the Padre for a prayer.
Oh, Lord, we beseech thee, have mercy on our faculty. Amen.
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 Crack the tubes. Right. Bruce, I now call upon you to welcome Mr. Baldwin to the philosophy department.
I'd like to welcome the pommy bastard to God's own house, and I'd like to remind them that we don't like stuck-up sticky beaks here.
Yeah, well, Bruce. Now, Bruce teaches classical philosophy, Bruce teaches Hegelian philosophy, Bruce here teaches logical positivism, and is also in charge of the sheep dip.
What does new Bruce teach?
Our new Bruce will be teaching political science, Machiavelli, Bentham, Locke, Hobbes, Sutcliffe, Bradman, Lindmore, Miller, Hassett, and Bernard.
Those are cricketers, Bruce.
Ah, spit.
Howls! Howls of derisive laughter, Bruce.
Ha-ha! In addition, as he's going to be teaching politics, I told him that he's welcome to teach any of the great socialist thinkers, provided he makes it clear that they were wrong.
Australia, we love you, Annie!
Any questions?
New Bruce, are you a poofter?
No. There, right, well, gentlemen, I'll just remind you of the faculty rules. Rule one, no poofters. Rule two, no member of the faculty is to maltreat the abos in any way whatsoever. If there's anyone watching, rule three, no poofters. Rule four, I don't want to catch anyone not drinking in their room after lights out. Rule five, no poofters. Rule six, there is no rule six. Rule seven, no poofters. Let the first reading of the rules, Bruce.
This here's the wattle, the emblem of our land. You can stick it in a bottle, you can hold it in your hand. Amen.
Now, 6 o'clock, I want every man, Bruce, of you in the Sydney Harbour Bridge room to take a glass of sherry with a flying philosopher, Bruce, and I call upon you, Padre. Close the meeting with a prayer.
Oh, Lord, we beseech thee, etc., etc., etc.
Amen.
Amen.
Right, let's get some shields.
Okay.
This should guide us over to lunchtime.
Reckon so, Bruce.
Sydney, Nolan, what's that?
Number nine, the ear. Number ten, the big toe. Number 11, more naughty bits. And number 12, the naughty bits of a lady. And number 13, the naughty bits of a horse. Number 14,
The naughty bits of an ant. Number 15, the naughty bits of Reginald Maudling. Number 16, the hand.
Good evening. I have with me in the studio tonight Mr. Norman St. John Pole Vaulter, who for the past few years has been contradicting people. Mr. Pole Vaulter, why do you contradict people?
I don't.
You tell me you did.
I most certainly did not.
Oh, I see. I'll start again.
No, you won't.
Mr. Perlwalter, I understand you don't contradict people.
Yes, I do.
When didn't you start contradicting people?
Oh, I did, in 1952.
1952?
1947.
23 years ago.
No.
And so on and so on and so on. And now,
number 17, the top of the head. Number 18, the feather. Rare. Number 19, the nose.
Mr. Luxury Yacht, do sit down, please.
No, my name is spelt Luxury Yacht, but it's pronounced Throat Wobbler Mangrove.
Ah, well, do sit down then, Mr. Throat Wobbler Mangrove.
Thank you.
Now, what seems to be the trouble?
I'd like you to perform some plastic surgery on me.
I see. And which particular feature of your anatomy is causing you stress?
Well, for a long time now, in fact, even when I was a child, whenever I left home to catch a bus or to catch a train, and even my tennis has suffered, actually.
Yes, to be absolutely blunt, you're worried about your enormous hooter.
No.
No?
Yes.
And you want me to hack a bit off?
Please.
Fine. It is a startler, isn't it? Do you mind if I...
What?
Oh, no, nothing, then. Well, I'll just examine your nose. Mr. Luxury Yacht, this nose of yours is false. It's made of polystyrene. And your own hoot is a beaut. No pruning necessary.
I'd still like the operation.
Well, you've had the operation, you strange person.
Please do an operation.
Well, all right. All right. But only if you'll come on a camping holiday with me.
He asked me!
Next week, we'll be showing you how to pick up an architect, how to pull a prime minister, and how to have fun with a wholesale poulterer. But now the men of the Derbyshire Light Infantry entertain us with a precision display of bad temper.
At him! Shout!
My goodness me! I am in a bad temper today! All right, 2, 3! Damn, 2, 3! I am vexed and ratty! 2, 3! And hopping mad!
And next, the men of the 2nd Armoured Division regale us with their famous close order swanning about.
Go on! Camp it! Up! Ooh, get her once!
Scratch your eyes out! Don't come to be a bit with us, dear. We all know where you've been, you military fairy. Whoops! Don't look now, girls, the mate's just minced him in a dolly-coloured sergeant.
2, 3, ooh!
And finally...
If they don't stop, I'll kill myself. I swear I will. All right, that's it.
For 3 days and nights, the displaced eyeball plummeted earthward until, finally...
Don't lag behind. Come on, everybody. That's right. Keep close. That's right. Watch out for the killer cars.
Yes, the killer cars. For years, the city had been plagued by ever-increasing pedestrian congestion. In an attempt to eliminate this problem, certain fanatical cars had taken the law into their own hands. The days of the killer cars were numbered, thanks to the miracle of atomic mutation.
Oh, thank you. You've saved our city.
But at what cost?
Thank you. You saved our city.
There were those who chose to leave town. This, then, is the story of two of them.
Morrissey, can I help you?
Yes, we've booked on your flight for America.
Oh, we don't fly to America. Oh, the American flight. On the plane. Oh, yes. Oh, we do that all right. Safe as houses. No need for panic.
Is it really 37 and 6?
30 bob. I'm robbing myself.
30 bob?
25. £2 the pair of you. That's without insurance.
Well, how much is it with insurance?
£102. That's including the flight.
How long will it take?
Let me put it this way. No idea.
6 hours.
Six? Five. 10 for the pair of you.
Oh, is it a jet?
Well, no, it's not so much a jet. It's more your Triumph old engine with wings.
When are you taking off?
3,300 hours.
What?
2,600 hours for the pair of you. Have the injections, you won't care.
What injections?
Barley sugar injections calm me down. They're compulsory, border trade, promise.
Oh, I don't like the sound of injections.
Hello? Yes, right. You've got to make your mind up straight away if you're coming or not.
Yes.
Right, you can't change your mind. I'll ring the departure lounge. Hello? Two more on the way, Mrs. Turpin.
Ah. Now, the duty-free trolley is over there. There's some lovely drop scones and some duty-free broccoli, and there's fresh Eccles cakes. You're allowed 200 each on the plane.
The very fast plane company announced the departure of Flight 1 to over the hills and far away. Will passengers for Flight 1 please assemble at Gate 1? Passengers are advised that they can still plenty of time to buy Eccles cakes.
Nearly ready.
Will passengers please get ready for their barley sugar injections?
Today we all take vow. Today we smash the enemy fleet. We
That's Mr. Kamikaze, the pilot. He's very nice, really. But make sure he stays clear of battleships.
There have been many stirring tales told of the sea, and also some fairly uninteresting ones only marginally connected with it, like this one.
Sorry, this isn't a very good announcement. Sorry.
And here is the result of the Where to Put Edward Heath statue competition. The winner was a Mr. Ivy North, who wins 10 guineas and a visit to the sailors' quarters. That was last year's reenactment of the Battle of Pearl Harbor, performed by the Batley Town Women's Guild. It was written, directed, and produced by Mrs. Rita Fairbanks.
Hello again.
And what are your ladies going to do for us this year?
Well, this year we decided to reenact something with a more modern flavor. We had considered a version of Michael Stewart's speech on Nigeria, and there were several votes on the committee for a staging of Herr Willy Brandt's visit to East Germany. But we settled instead for a dramatization of the first heart transplant. Incidentally, my sister Madge will be playing the plucky little Springbok pioneer, Dr. Christian Barnard.
Well, off we go then with the Batley Towns Women's Guild reenactment of the first heart transplant.
First heart transplant. But this is not the only open-air production here that has used the sea. The theatrical managers in this area have not been as slow to appreciate the sea's tremendous dramatic value. And somewhere out in this bay is the first underwater production of Measure for Measure.
Yes, he would give me from this rank offense, both to offend him still. It's right the time as I can do what I've brought to name, or else I'll die.
Thanks, dear Isabel.
Even if you hear of your death tomorrow.
When you would force her, sure it is a sin, all of this.
The underwater version of Measure for Measure. And further out to sea, Hello Dolly is also doing good business. And over there on the oyster beds, Formula 2 car racing.
Number 20, the armpits. Number 21, the bottom two-thirds of the nape of the neck. Number 22, the nipple.
And that concludes this week's episode of How to Recognize Different Parts of the Body, adapted for radio by Anne Hayden-Jones and her husband, Pip. And now we present the first episode of a new radio drama series, The Death of Mary, Queen of Scots. Part one, the beginning.
You are Mary, Queen of Scots?
I am.
Mary Queen of Scots can be heard on Radio 4 almost immediately.
I think she's dead.
That was episode 2 of The Death of Mary, Queen of Scots, adapted for the radio by Bernard Hollowood and Brian London. And now, Radio 4 will explode.
We'll have to watch the telly then.
Yes.
Well, what's on the television then?
Looks like a penguin.
No, I didn't mean what's on the television set. I meant what program?
Oh. I dream of Jeannie with a light brown hair.
Funny that penguin being there, isn't it? What's she doing there?
Standing!
I can see that!
If it lays an egg, it will fall down the back of the television set.
We'll have to watch that. Unless it's a male.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yes. Looks fairly butch.
Perhaps it comes from next door.
Penguins don't come from next door. They come from the Antarctic.
Burma!
Why'd you say Burma?
I panicked.
Oh. Perhaps it's from the zoo.
Which zoo?
How should I know which zoo? I'm not Dr. Bloody Brunofsky.
How does Dr. Brunofsky know which zoo it came from?
He knows everything.
Oh, I wouldn't like that. It'd take the mystery out of life. Anyway, if it came from the zoo, it'd have property of the zoo stamped on it.
No, it wouldn't. They don't stamp animals property of the zoo. You couldn't stamp a huge lion.
They stamp them when they're small.
What happens when they molt?
Lions don't molt.
No, but penguins do. They're run rings round you logically.
Oh, intercourse the penguin.
It's just gone 8 o'clock and time for the penguin on top of your television set to explode. It was an inspired guess. And now,
number 23, the shin. Number 24, Reginald Maudling's shin. Number 25, the brain. Number 26, Margaret Thatcher's brain. And number 27, more naughty bits. Number 28, the naughty bits of the cabinet. Number 29, the interior of a country house.
That's not a part of the body.
No, it's a link, though.
I didn't think it was very good.
No, it's the end of the series. I must be running out of ideas.
All right, don't anybody move. There's been a murder.
A murder?
No, not murder, no. What's like a murder, but begins with B?
Birmingham?
No.
Burnley?
Burnley, that's right. Burnley in Lancashire. There's been a Burnley.
Burglary?
Burglary, yes, good man. Burglary, that's it, of course. There's been a burglary.
Where?
In the back, just below the rib.
No, that's murder.
Oh, no, in the band. In the bat. Barclay's bat.
Barclay's bank?
Yes, nasty business. Got away with £23,000.
Any clues?
Any what?
Well, any evidence as to who did it.
Any clues, eh? Oh, we do not talk posh, do we? I suppose we say envelope and lingerie and sandwiches on the settee. Well, this is a murder investigation, young man, and murder is a very serious business.
I thought you said it was a burglary.
Burglary is almost as serious a business as murder. Some burglaries are more serious than murder. A burglary in which someone gets stabbed is murder. So don't come these petty distinctions with me. You're as bad as a judge. Right. Now, the first thing to do in the event of a breach of a peace of any kind is to go and... Sorry, I was miles away. Bring the police. Yes, that's a good idea. Get them over here fast. No, 1 second, folks. Get them over here slowly so they don't drop anything.
Shall I make us all a cup of tea?
Make what you like, Boscovich. It won't help you in court.
I beg your pardon.
I'm sorry. I'm on top of being on two cases at once. I keep thinking I've got Boscovich calling, whereas, in fact, I'm investigating a Burnley.
Burglary?
Yes, good man.
Who's Boscovich?
Ha! Boscovich is a Russian scientist who's passing information to the Russians.
Classified information.
Oh, there he goes again. Classified information. Oh, sitting on the settee with our scones, not classified information. Ah, hello, Ducky.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Well, sir, I'm a little bit moody today, sir.
Why is that, Ducky?
Because I'm a little bit sad and lonely. Now my baby's gone away. I'm feeling kind of blue. I don't know just what to do. I'm feeling a little sad today.
He's a little bit sad and lonely. Now his baby's gone away. He's feeling kind of blue. Just what to do. He ain't feeling so good today. The sun comes flooding in. When I'm sad, it goes behind the clouds again. I'm a little bit sad and lonely. When my baby's gone away, I'm feeling kind of
the final entry, la dernière entrée, das final entrée, and now, good Abend, discourse, das scores, les scores, discourse, des scores, hors scores, has scores! Yes, Monaco is the winner.
Ha! Monaco is a winner!
Oh, yes, man, Monaco's won the big prize, brother.
And now, here is Chief Inspector Jean-Paul Zatapatique with the winning song once again.
And so, Inspector Zatapatique, the forensic expert from the Monaco Murder Squad, sings his song, Bing, Tiddle, Tiddle, Bong.
Quoi? Quoi? Tout le monde? Quoi? Pourquoi? Le monde est rond. Mais je ne sais vraiment d'habitude. Mais je... Pense.
Tiddle, tiddle, bang. Tiddle, tiddle, bang. Bong, tiddle, 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 tiddle. Bong, tiddle, tiddle, bong. Bong, tiddle, tiddle, bing. Bong, tiddle, tiddle, bang.
Number 31, the end.